Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Ah, well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Was it me?
No. It wasn't you. No.
No, it was loud.
Do we come in here every day and prepare to do a podcast by checking levels?
We checked my voice level. Did not check the level of the music. My apologies. That's
on
me.
You're in your home. Nobody touches your stuff. I feel as though. Let me tell you what my paranoid thought is here.
Okay.
So right before the show, we do a sound check and we do kind of just a layout of everything, make sure everything's, because there are a lot of moving parts. And I'm talking to the guys about my soundboard, what Rob is playing from his place. I have one here. It's all computerized and all that. And mine's a little askew. And then Rob's is sounding like it's all been jerry-rigged. Mine is looking weird, but I think it's okay.
Hey, everybody. This is Reba McEntire.
That sounds
perfect.
Okay?
Sounds good.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But it looks messed up. And
yeah, it's like some of the selections have been grayed out, like they're not acceptable, but you're able to play the ones that are grayed out, right?
And then Carla is telling me about her computer. Here's the paranoid fact.
Okay.
We are being set up for a massive Election Day cyber attack.
Oh, that's why I left the state of Florida.
Because let's get right to that. Then.
Yeah, that is. That's
let's
quite
get
telling,
right to that. So I check in with the guys and I see. Josh is in a different room, and I know Josh was leaving on Wednesday for. Oh, by the way, before we do anything, because I know Rob will have some music standing by, hopefully, because it's Vegas week, baby. It's Vegas week.
Is it? No kidding.
Yeah, it's coming up fast.
Mambo number 5 is what you've chosen.
You requested this as to be the theme for the weekend like 4 weeks ago.
Wow. You know what I was thinking? I was thinking, of course, Viva Las Vegas, or a modern version of Viva Las Vegas.
Like the ZZ Top?
Yeah, we got the whole week to worry. We're not there yet. We're not going to be there till later in the week. It is Vegas week. It is finally here. We've been talking about it. We are excited about it. We are looking forward to probably the most interactive appearance, weekend, what have you. You're going to see so much of us, you're going to barf.
Tired.
You're going to get sick of it. Because we're going to be doing stuff on Friday night. We're going to be doing stuff on Saturday. Well, the ladies are going to be doing stuff on Saturday.
Well,
and
Saturday,
by the way,
Mike, aren't
I made
you
a rule.
Tending bar?
No, I made a rule. Well, I could be. After the show, I very well be. I made a rule with Carla, Josh, because I know we're having the ladies of TMOS brunch. Yes. That's what it is. It is a ladies of TMOS brunch. No stinky ball sacks allowed at the brunch. That's my rule. Rob, do you think that's valid, right?
I do. I do, because that's how we have marketed it. And I know
thank you. Thank you.
And how do we determine?
What, about the smell of the ball sack?
Well, the gender. Is it based on dress?
It is based on your preferred pronoun.
Now, hold on. He's going. See, he's getting mischievous.
Just saying.
His whole demeanor is different today. It's mischievous, and he doesn't know me prior to these live shows. I get a little.
I see you're
antsy.
A little amped up.
I get amped up. So we're going to get to you and where you are in a minute here, but just taking care of that business, because I look over at Carla and I said, "Did you get Josh's text yesterday where he was going through the thing?" And by the way, thank you for purchasing wristbands.
Yes,
continue to do so. It's helping our helping our angst a great deal. We do have last minute tickets if you want to show up for this and make your way to Vegas from wherever you want to make your way to from. That's
you know
it,
who
for
I
last
wanna,
minute flight deals,
Mike. Who I want to spotlight are the people that are in Vegas or in the burbs of Vegas.
We have a
I
lot
know
of,
we've got a lot of them.
We have
and
a
it's
lot
a
of
great,
listeners in Las Vegas. Yes,
just showing up and doing this show, you will have a blast. So,
getting back to the logistics, that was just one thing. I look over at Carla because Josh sends out a pre-show text message that lays out the week and what's happening during the week with a few updates on what's selling, what's going on, where we're going to be. And I look over at Carla, who now is complaining because her computer and her phone, because of the impending cyber attack on Election Day, is messed up just like mine is.
It's funny, Mike. You know, Carrie, her phone will not use her facial recognition anymore, nor let her reset it.
That was last night.
That's the plastic surgery.
No, we've dealt with that. She did have to research after. She had to reset after the plastic surgery. But I have a
connection to my automobile, which is which takes care of things like charging my car and all that. And that suddenly has Carla's information in it, like out of the blue. Like I have to log in when I normally do it with facial recognition.
Mm-hmm.
So I think
Carla's phone has been messed up for a few days, because I think this also goes back to the Pickle Witch missed comments, because she didn't get any of those messages either.
Okay, so this is interesting.
So I blame Jimmy John's for the cyber attack. They're coming, Mike. They're coming when they've got pepperoni.
Now, you can make light of it all you want, Rob, but this is not Jimmy John's. Don't, with your shecky shtick, don't know. It's not the Russians. It's Musk.
Oh, it is?
It's Elon effing Musk.
But don't you think the Russians have a part of it?
If he's working with them, maybe. But I mean, I just be aware. Stuff is not normal. It's not right. Mm-hmm. And I'm concerned. And we shall see what happens. But let's get back to So the ladies of TMOS Brunch, let's not confuse anything by jokes about, you know, do they have to dress a certain? No, it's the ladies of TMOS Brunch.
Mm-hmm.
It's a ladies group. Is that like okay?
Like a tea party.
Yeah. No, yeah, I just pictured some of our listeners trying to throw dresses on to sneak in.
When you say that again, you have now done it twice. And let's get to you. All right,
this
enough of that.
Mike, what he just did was a classic Rob Spiewak mistake.
Yeah, it was. It was.
It really was.
Yeah.
And you know what? They happen. I don't fault you, but it's not a good idea. Do we have a call time for the brunch?
To just leave it.
Yeah.
Carla, that will be announced at the event.
I believe it's 11 a.m.
I think it's 11 a.m.
Perfect time for brunch.
So, and it's Saturday, so it's not going to be Sunday.
Saturday the 9th.
Because everybody's beating feet on Sunday. So getting back to Josh, I look and he's in a different area, and I was a little bit taken aback by the fact that he was in a different area. And I said, oh, you're in a different place. Where are you? And he said, Utah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm like, what? Utah?
I thought, sure, talked about, you know, installing his equipment in his trailer. So I thought this was certainly going to be our first trailer show. But in fact,
what do you mean trailer? What are you talking about?
In my camping trailer.
Yeah, he has a camping trailer for going camping.
Yeah.
And he was going to, you know, look at the idea of turning it into a studio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right.
And I thought, sure, this was what that was.
Okay. All right. So what are you doing in Utah?
Well, I mentioned to you guys last week is that we found out we didn't have any of our kids this week. So is going for a week in Vegas too much?
Okay.
We had and I looked at it, decided a week in Vegas was too much. And then I think Friday we decided, well, we could go fly out Saturday, drive to the Grand Canyon. And then it turned into go to the Grand Canyon on Sunday, then drive to Utah, and we're visiting Zion. We're outside Zion National Park now. We're going to spend a couple days here, and then we'll make
that
one
of your. Is that one of your religious cult things that you're doing, or what? What is?
Yeah, what is that like a meetup?
Yeah,
no,
Zion is that like where they have rituals and stuff like that, or
I don't know anything about it.
So
does it have geysers or anything? I mean, what is?
I don't know.
Is this all your wife's thing?
Yes.
Is your wife more religious than you are?
This isn't religious at all.
Zion sounded like religion.
I don't know. It's a national state park.
So
a national and a state park?
I think it's a desert or a national park. It's a desert. So we planned on Friday. We flew into Vegas on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Drove to the Grand Canyon or went to Hoover Dam first.
How was it?
Then outside the Grand Canyon. Spent yesterday, got up and watched sunrise at the Grand Canyon.
Hold on. This is great.
Yeah, this, we did a whole lot of travel.
This, to me, is exactly what I told you to do if you had the free time to go out and do that. This is fantastic.
That's
you're making a week of it.
Utah,
so you're are you
just odd.
Are you in a motel room right now?
No, I'm in a tiny house.
You're in a tiny house.
I'm in a tiny house, an Airbnb tiny house.
Oh, you're in an Airbnb tiny house. This is fantastic, Josh.
Like I'm in the living room. The window. There's living a huge room. Like mountain range back there. Except it's 6:30 in the morning here.
It's so super it's early because it's you're a, out yeah. west. They'd say.
I have some details on Zion National Park.
Okay, please do.
Good,
sure.
These are all the things that it says in the headline. It says picnic tables are available. Dogs are allowed, and that Zion National Park is a Southwest Utah nature preserve distinguished by steep red cliffs. The river in the park flows to the Emerald Pools, which have waterfalls and a hanging garden.
You still also getting along with the wife, Josh?
Yeah, it's great.
Because when I hear steep red cliffs, I'm like, you know, maybe you could go for a hike.
Oh,
that's right. And Mike, there's also it's also known for its chasms.
Right. Well,
where's your wife? Well, she visited the chasms.
Well, we did make it past the canyons.
Okay. Now, as far as a sightseer, scale of 1 to 10. Don't you think when she fell, she'd yell Zion?
Zion!
As far as touristy things go, Hoover Dam, which is not that far from Vegas.
No.
1 to 10, 10 being the best.
It was cool. It was neat to see.
Good answer for what I set it up for.
You know, the thing is, Josh, your internet is better than Rob's at your small house out
90,
there.
90 up, 90 down. They've got fiber here in Utah.
Rob's apparently. Is 6 up and 0.8 down.
Actually, today it was.
And that was after the reboot.
Did he have to do a reboot today?
Yes.
Yeah, but not my internet.
Okay, what's wrong with your connectivity out at your place? Because you, I would think, live in the most sophisticated, you know, being a Virginian, Northern Virginia Tech Corridor. That's what I think of you when I think
of it. Well, Mike, my internet when I tested it today was 900 down, 40 up, which is pretty good on all floors, on all fronts. And that was not an internet drop.
Did you say 90 down?
40. No, 900 down, 40 up.
All right, that's like lightning fast.
Yeah, it should be good.
Yeah, and then my reset was just my computer because it was just dragging a little bit, but I never touched the internet today.
You think once again, it's the cyber attack.
It could be. It very well could be.
But you've had some problems lately. I don't know what it is. What do you think it is?
I think it is probably just overall laziness and malaise on behalf of my house.
What do you
Anything
mean?
In my house becomes lazy and unworkable.
God, that's encouraging. I feel like having him do this will mean that he's refreshed and, you know, kind of vacationed in a way and ready to go for go time. This, by the way, this for us is I can't tell you how excited we get when the time comes. Rob's having a lot of family come out.
Yeah,
I am really really excited to be traveling out there. It just seems like it's been a while since I've seen everybody, so I'm really really excited.
Oh,
I think
speaking
it's gonna be a good
speaking
time.
Of family, a tip of the cap to two people actually, real quick.
Did he lock up on you too?
Yes, he did. Yes,
what
he
is
did.
Turn everything off and come back and join us when you can have a functional computer. It's not working. You need to unlaze your computer. So
please,
go away and come back.
This hurts me greatly. You know.
I'm sorry. You're not going to miss anything.
Well, no, I will. And that saddens me. But Mike, if God forbid.
Like powder today, too.
Okay. You look really good.
No, the lighting looks fine.
I look like Richard Attenborough with his glasses.
I was going to say.
I do. Yeah, reboot it and come back. We'll wait for you.
But I just want you to know. No, keep the show must go on. But if for
no,
God
we are
going
to keep our connection. I mean, for you because
Mike, if God forbid something happens to me, and I never come back, I want you to know, and I want the listeners to know, it's really been
no stop
fine.
Because we're going to have that. Rob gave me a gift right at the beginning of the show about an idea that's going to be really fun. We're not going to tip our hand about it. Go ahead. Turn your thing off and come back, please.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
It's
Goodbye,
been
Rob.
Great.
Goodbye.
So sad.
Come on!
Like, I've now gotten a second chance. Am I sure I want to leave the studio?
Jesus. I just want you to your computer to work. That's all. All right. There he goes. What do you think's wrong with his thing?
I don't know. I think he's got Comcast. So sometimes the neighbors affect a Comcast connection if they're home or
really
not. Yeah. So
he's hardwired.
I'm not sure.
Right? Is he hardwired?
He is. I believe he's hardwired. He better be hardwired. Yes.
We'll double check that again. So you flew to McCarran?
I went to Vegas.
Okay.
Drove to Hoover Dam, which was nice. I enjoy sightseeing. I've never been to this part of the country.
I've always, you know what? I've been to Vegas so many times and I've never done it and I've always wanted to do it. How was the Hoover Dam? Was it a good experience?
I paid the $10 parking so I could go walk it. I would not pay the $35 for the tour.
All
so I just walked on top of it.
That's what I would do. I mean, it's a dam. And it's concrete.
I didn't need to get inside it and see the piping or anything. And it's impressive that they built it so long ago.
And you're up on the top of that dam when you look over? Is it kind of freaky?
It's pretty big. Okay. A little bit.
All right.
And the fact that I think it was 1.4 million homes it provides power to.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're talking about
hydroelectric. Hydroelectric.
Climate and energy and everything, it's cool to see something like that working.
So you land in Vegas, you're off to Hoover Dam, and then from Hoover Dam, you drive to Zion National Park.
No, we drove up Route 66 to the Grand Canyon.
Oh, well, you saw the Grand Canyon and then
stayed
kept
outside
going.
The Grand Canyon.
Okay.
Then yesterday morning, we went to the Grand Canyon for sunrise. So we got there in the dark and watched the sunrise. It was cool. What I was not prepared for was snow.
Because that cold.
It was that cold that it was snowing during sunrise and snowing as we drove out of the Grand Canyon.
What is the forecast for the pool deck in
Las Vegas? I think it's 70s. I think it's 60s, 70s.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. That's a good thing.
Well, you know, coming from Florida, I did not even look at the weather because I thought.
You assume the weather's going to be fine because it's out west.
Always fine. It's out west. I always hear about how Arizona's always warm. The pool deck 67.
67
Saturday.
Will be the low temperature on the pool deck.
No, that's the high. That's the high.
God. All right, bundle up. God almighty. Of course.
I'm sure exactly what
they said it's going to be.
I'm sure they've got some outdoor heaters and stuff. We'll be fine.
Jesus Christ. Unbelievable.
And the pool is heated. All right, so we spend the day a few hours at the Grand Canyon. Looking at it at every angle, and then we drive around the Grand Canyon.
Now, hold on, let me stop you there, because when you say looking at it at every angle, sounds like
perhaps
you lingered there a little longer than you wanted to linger.
No, because again, I've never seen this stuff. I've never been out west.
All right,
I've been to San Diego. I've been to Colorado, but only in like convention centers. I've never been out. So it was cool to see that. And
sun coming
fun.
Up over there. Sun coming up in back of you.
Yeah, you're starting to see a little another tiny house.
I saw some cars in the background there too. So this is very, very cool. And
sun's coming up over the mountain back there.
Right.
But
Rob Spiewak texts me, "I miss you guys." He's a nut. He is a true nut. "I miss you guys." Makes me laugh. That's funny. Oh God! All right, so you get your way. How far are you? As there he is.
He's back. Mike.
All right, thanks for saying you miss us, Rob. That was funny.
how far are you
if you drive from Zion to back to Vegas? How long a drive will that be?
2.5 hours.
Okay, all right.
That's nothing. But that's like a commute in DC.
Exactly. It's driving home at the end of a work day.
Yeah.
But the drive from the Grand Canyon to here was 4 hours because we went around the Grand Canyon.
Okay, are you?
Which was neat because it was through a lot of desert, which I've never
seen before. So it was worth it. All the angles,
totally worth it. All the angles. Got to see the big cliffs that's on the side of like their Arizona license plates, and all that.
So you actually saw the image that they put on the license plate.
Yeah, there was a sign.
Yeah, you know, you should come to Virginia. I'll show you the mountains that are on our license plate.
Right. That was the cool thing, is it was a lot of driving through Native American country. And I've never done that before. Reservations.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So it was driving through a lot of that.
Speaking of which, there's still reservations available at the hotel for the Vegas show.
That's a nice little plug. Hey, were there any, what was I going to say? Were there any roadside attractions, the type of things that Jimmy Cerrito would enjoy?
Yeah,
no,
good stuff.
No, they were all closed. I looked. I looked for them. Okay. They were closed as we went.
Carhenge or something like that, you know.
No. No, Route 66 had a lot of neon signs. Mm-hmm. So a lot of neon signs there, but nothing worth pulling over and stopping for.
You traverse the actual Route 66, the original classic Route 66?
Part of it, at least, yeah.
That's cool. That's how my grandparents came back from Los Angeles after World War II. They had to drive cross-country from Los Angeles to Virginia, and they used Route 66. And there's a great song about Route 66 by Nat King Cole. Yeah,
and lots of signs to remind you that you are on historic Route 66.
So that's pretty. Well, it's different than the 66 we have in D.C.
The difference between my schedule this time and other trips that I've made out west I'm on a pretty tight schedule. We're going to get in late on Thursday night, and then we've got a thing that we're working most of the day on Friday, and then I'm going to steal some time to get away for a brief time, and then we're going to be all of us back in the casino Friday night. Saturday we will have the Ladies of TMOS brunch, and then of course the big event, which is Saturday night on the pool deck, where we're going to be doing our podcast in a very intimate session. Be ready, bring your funny folks, because we're going to have a lot of audience interaction.
Yes.
And we look forward to seeing you. And then as far as Sunday is concerned, Sunday is going to be a lost day. I know that, even though I'm leaving super late and red-eyeing it all the way back. And I thought that Mother Nature cooperated by providing the Gulf of Mexico with a potential tropical storm / hurricane for. But that,
I'm sorry you say that, Mike. Have you seen what the weather is in Vegas for our show, though?
It's perfect. We were talking about the pool deck, where it's going to be about 67 degrees on the pool deck.
And full sun every day we're out there. It's going to be gorgeous.
All right. Very good. Josh and I were kind of debating that with
because I dealt with snow yesterday. It's a little colder for, you know what it is.
Yeah, but you're 2.5 hours away. It could be anything.
No, you know? And he's got the Virginia mindset, where 70 degrees, 68 is perfect.
Yeah, 67 to me is, with what I've planned, it puts a little crimp in my style.
But don't you set your air conditioning in your house to exactly 68 degrees? 68 is perfect.
And I'm not exaggerating. You know what my temperature in my house is? And Josh probably has the same type of thing. 74 degrees.
Wow, that's a little warm.
I set mine to 70.
Mine is 74. 74, I'm sometimes... Well, see, I'm older than you guys. So that, you
and
know,
you've
my blood
lost
is
weight.
Thinner.
And yeah, I've lost weight.
That might have something to do with it. You know, who knows? I'm not sure. I gained a pound this weekend.
That's
because I usually do that when I'm before a show, because I eat my emotions. That's what.
Well,
you're supposed
to stay within a 5-pound window. You can't, you know, go day to day like that.
All right, a lot is going on here at the O'Mara household, because it's Vegas week. Following Vegas week, my sister and brother-in-law are coming into town for a visit before Thanksgiving, and we're very excited about that, but we realize that it has been, because we are not house guest people, it's been a long time since we've had people, so we are getting ready for the fire drill. And the fire drill is getting the house presentable, because, you know, Carla works her ass off. You know, my... A busy schedule after taping this show precludes me from being Mr. Fix-It around the house, because I'm my incredible golf schedule followed by my little league coaching schedule, things just get put to the side. They don't get
done
on a regular basis.
Is it feasible that I was your last house guest?
It is very feasible you were my last. You were my
no,
last.
No, I was.
Guest.
I was there.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, Josh
true.
Was there.
That's
Josh
true.
Was there. That's right. So here's what happened yesterday, and this is when Mrs. O'Mara and Mr. O'Mara put their mind to it, and we get into that garage and we start organizing, and we start. The problem I had, so it looked just ducky. There are two things in the way, and the two things are in the way are A, hurricane shutters, metal, bulky, crappy. Hurricane shutters. I've been through, I think, my third or fourth hurricane here. I don't need them. Right. I don't need them. And we're going to, because the house needs it, eventually, slowly but surely, replace windows where you will not be required to have these hurricane shutters anymore.
Is your hot take you're anti-shutters or are you anti-hurricanes?
I'm anti-hype over. We've been through enough to know that the issue here is primarily flooding. And yes, we're out of the flood zone. So we don't we don't sweat it. With that said, we are going to be slowly but surely getting impact glass around the house because that's the thing that has replaced the shutters. And then, and by the way,
I never mentioned the name of the town I'm in Utah.
What is it?
It's Hurricane.
Wow. Makes no sense. You know, it's telling. Yeah.
Hurricane Utah. Yeah. Are there any Mormons
Hurricane
there?
Hurricane Utah. It is named after some Mormon.
Go around offering hot coffee, and if they take it, they're not Mormon.
Oh,
why?
You know.
Because they can't drink coffee. Hot caffeine.
That's probably why. That's probably why I couldn't find a Starbucks last night.
That's one of the reasons, yeah.
That would explain it.
Now, there are some in the modern, I talked to a Mormon a couple years ago, in the modern
culture.
Mike, it was part of the arrangement. They said that in the modern Mormon culture,
Let people know the Mormon you talk to.
Hey, everybody, this is Reba McEntire.
Bless her heart. Bless her pee-picking little heart.
That's right.
Some of them sort of bend the rules, and they drink Diet Coke. Because in the old days, it was no caffeine. And now they sort of say, now it's just hot caffeine. Coffees, teas, stuff like that.
I don't know what this flavor of liquid IV that I'm drinking is today, but it's one I haven't had, and it's like Tropical Punch.
Oh, that's the new one. That's the one that is really good. Yeah, that's the one about keeps you well.
No.
No, it's not that. It's just a regular hydration. Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very
it's,
good.
It's wonderful. So
they prefer to be called Latter-day Saints, not Mormons.
All right, Latter-day Saints. So are there any religious compounds out here? Out where you are,
I have not found any yet. Okay. No. I saw a lot of reservation communities, but I have not found any Mormons.
Question for you. I would like, what is the plan for today? Are you going to be out experiencing nature today?
Yes. Well, we're both working today. So
okay.
When we
are
get
you
off
working
work,
from the little mini house, right?
Yep. So okay. When we get off work, I've got to make a trip to Walmart. I've got to grab some stuff for Vegas over to Walmart.
That's up, by the way, the entire show, all of our equipment is purchased at Walmart.
And, to be honest, we found Josh at Walmart, too.
We found Josh. Josh, is there snow on the ground where you are now?
No, there is not.
Okay.
No. I think we are at a lower elevation than I was in yesterday. Okay. Yesterday, I was at like 8,000 feet. Today, I think it's 2.
Were your ears popping when you get up that high?
Oh, nonstop.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Getting back to the preparations, I was mentioning the hurricane shutters. Heavy aluminum, just pain in the ass.
And they don't stack.
They don't stack. It's heavy. It's a pain. And then, in a land long ago, far, far away, Oscar purchased, I want to be conservative here. I don't want to overstate, 750,000 pipes for pipe and drape for a studio. And I am looking at them right now. It's nuts. It's
just
divide
the garage up and you have more guest bedrooms.
What I'm going to do is tomorrow I am off to the scrapyard. Now I am already intimidated by driving into a scrapyard because I've researched it online. I sent one scrapyard a little message saying I've got pipes and I've got aluminum. They take aluminum. And by the way, Rob, those pipes, you think the material is aluminum? Do you think that's
what
it is?
I do.
It's aluminum?
I do. Yeah.
It is. And the hurricane shutters are aluminum, too, I believe. It's aluminum.
Yeah.
So,
Mike, I wasn't going to play this until we talked about the passing of Quincy Jones, but you're going to the scrapyard.
Mm-hmm. There you go. I'll be driving up, and I will be intimidated because I think I picture something where, I picture a scene out of Pulp Fiction, where Mr. Wolf goes to the scrapyard, where he, puts the body in the back of the car and they crush the car. That's what I'm picturing.
I picture you at 7 in the morning, like Mr. Wolf, wearing a tuxedo at a cocktail party.
Yeah, let me just show you what. And I'm talking hundreds of these. Hold on.
Yeah, Mike's going to go get some pipe right now. So I didn't get a chance to ask you about the Hoover Dam is something that Carrie is excited to see if we go out there. She's looked into it. So is it worth it?
So here's the deal. I paid the $10 park in. That was worth it. It's the tour is $35. I did not pay for that.
Okay. So you didn't take the dam tour, but you saw the dam. Okay.
Yes.
So Mike brought in three pipes. Yeah, it's cool. Okay.
Yeah. Take the trip if you reported the apocalypse and then go out. Yeah.
Isn't it the one of the modern wonders of the world, they say? I'm sure they would have said that if you were there.
Yes. It's one of like the modern American thing.
All right. Well, speaking of American wonders, here's Mike O'Mara.
I think he might have muted himself while banging pipes around.
Oh, Mike, are you muted? I can't hear you, no.
It says that you are muted in StreamYard.
You can't unmute him?
No, it says I cannot unmute him because he muted himself.
Okay, so if he can hear us, you need to unmute yourself on StreamYard.
No. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
There you go.
How come I can't hear you? Oh, I got to do something. Hold on.
Okay.
All right. Hold on.
He's going to fix this, and then we'll be off to the races.
We can fix it. We got a bitchin' set.
The Grand Canyon. Would you describe it as grand, Josh?
Yeah, it was really impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And we did.
Very wide.
Like I said, we drove around it, so we probably stopped at 7 different spots to pull over, get out, look, take pictures, drive again, stop, look, take pictures.
When you said drive around, you didn't actually, there's no way to like circumvent it. You can't like drive.
No, we did. We circumvented it.
Oh, okay. Did you jump it?
No, there was a bridge over the Colorado River that I drove over.
Snake River Canyon is where he jumped. I can hear you, Mike.
We can hear you.
Yeah. And can you hear us? Maybe and maybe not.
He cannot hear us, apparently.
Okay. Is he still muted in StreamYard?
No, because that's why we can hear him.
Oh, he's locked up.
So.
This is the cyber attack.
Yeah. This is. Yeah, he's gone. He will be back.
So,
all right, well, I'm going to try to last the whole show without having to disappear as well.
Well, I didn't have to. I opted to. And I also opted to come back. I weighed all the options. I thought, you know, I showed up. This counts as a day at work. But I came back because I love the folks.
No, I love the folks.
All right. So do you have any other destinations before Vegas that you're going to hit?
No, we're going to hang out here for a couple of days. We are going to go to Zion National Park after work today. Oh, we are on Wednesday on the way to Vegas. Mm-hmm. We are going to swing through the little town. I can't of Area 51. You know, I don't think we can go in Area
Roswell.
51. Roswell.
I accidentally said Doswell. That's where King's Dominion is. That's also fantastic if you're ever on the East Coast.
With plenty of aliens there as well. But we're going to go through Roswell and check that out. I don't think that'll be much more than a 30-minute stop, but who knows?
Yeah. Well, are you going to dress up?
No. You know what? I feel like it is south of the border.
Okay.
I feel like that's what I'm expecting out of Roswell.
Well, I think you're probably right, but the theming will not be Pedro. It will be, aliens. Yeah.
Unless the alien's name is Pedro.
That's true. Which means Pete.
I mean, right. Maybe it's the same people. They just opened up a south of the border in Roswell.
South of the Roswell border. Well, that actually should be fun. And you can, do some TikToking and all that stuff. And
hi, I'm back.
It's Mike. Do you hear us?
Hey.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, now, good. Very careful with that pipe.
Josh, I don't know what's wrong here, but anytime I brush by anything in the studio, it all craps out. But this is the pipe that I had.
Oh, Mike, I don't miss those. Oh.
It sounds
and you have 750 of them.
I could turn. I have a camera to turn around.
And don't forget the bases, Mike. They're heavy too.
Yeah, that's down the.
Are you renting a truck to take all this?
If they'll take it. If they're going to buy it, I want to sell it. I want to get something out of it. You know.
Oh, so they pay for the scrap?
Yeah,
I thought it was just they're not just taking it as a courtesy. Do they?
I don't know. I have an email into one, and I'll be making a couple of calls today, and then I'll let you know. And then tomorrow, I'm getting everything when you're up against the clock. and you got stuff to do.
Yes.
Everything goes bat-ass at the same time.
Yeah.
Everybody's had this happen. Probably if you've driven long enough, the odds are this is going to happen to you. You pop up on the highway and out of nowhere, there's no dump truck, there's no work truck, but suddenly you get the and I look and there's a star up on the far left-hand part of the windshield.
The worst.
And there's a star. And then by the time I pull the car into the destination I'm going to, the star has graduated to a little hairline fracture. And then it begins to slowly walk. And fortunately, with my stellar insurance, I'm getting that taken care of. They're coming out tomorrow.
Oh, that's cool.
Up against the clock. Yeah. And because I had my little physical, I got to get some kind of screening that's in your gut to check to see if you have an aortic aneurysm that's standard for people my age.
I think Arnold had that. Isn't that the fault that Arnold had with his heart?
Well, I don't. This is not because I have been diagnosed with anything. This is a standard procedure that's done for the elderly.
And what
day
is this?
I understand. This is tomorrow, too. So I got to call them today.
Prepare the reel, Josh, just in case. We got a lot of people coming to Vegas, so prepare the reel.
Either way, we're going to need you in Vegas.
I'll be in Vegas whether I'm dead or alive. That doesn't matter. I'll be in there. And bring your favorite Morbin out there.
Hey, everybody, this is Reba McEntire.
Bring her out.
Wouldn't it be a great place for a wake is up on top of that hotel?
Show prep will just have to be a little different.
And, we have to take a break, and when we come back,
don't choose Dennis as a pallbearer.
Well, if he's on the right side, we'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to Vegas Week right here from Utah, Virginia, and the great state of Florida on the Mike O'Mara Show. Yay, Florida! Where it's currently 74 degrees in my house. The heat is reflecting off the pipes.
Pipes!
Friggin' pipes. Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. The busy holiday season is here, and Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list, all in one spot. Gifts that spark joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. They scour the globe for original handmade, absolutely remarkable things. Somehow, they know exactly the perfect gift for every single person you know. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. What did you get, Josh?
I got a nice drinking glass of Oriole Park at Camden Yards, a nice drawing of the stadium on it, along with the city skyline.
Way to go. Congratulations on your drawing. Many of the handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. With every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back a dollar to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/TMOS. That's uncommongoods.com/TMOS for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, okay. Hold on a second.
Pipes.
I had to restart everything. This portion of the program brought to you by Laundry Sauce.
Love it.
Boo hiss. I hate doing laundry. Everybody does. It's a drag. But our next sponsor made the ritual of Laundry Day so much better. This podcast powered by Laundry Sauce. Laundry Sauce created the world's best-smelling laundry detergent in simple-to-use, high-performance pods. Laundry Sauce has transformed doing laundry into a luxurious and exciting experience. So, what's the secret sauce behind Laundry Sauce? They partnered with one of the top fragrance houses in the world, the same team behind many of of your favorite designer scents, from Australian sandalwood to Egyptian rose. Hey, has anybody seen my Egyptian rose? To Siberian pine. I use that one. Now I'm back on the sandalwood. I love it. When I first used the Siberian pine, Carla thought I changed my cologne. Plus, if you aren't happy, send back your laundry sauce for a full refund. No questions asked. Come, smell me in Las Vegas. I smell like good luck. And that's a great smell.
It is. I forgot about
that. Now
is
the time to elevate your laundry ritual with Laundry Sauce. Head to laundrysauce.com/TMOS and use promo code TMOS at checkout for 15% off. Now, a little detail behind copy and commercials, all right?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a pet peeve, all right?
All right. I can fix it then. I want it to be the way
I don't
you
know
like
if
it.
This is you. I think, but I think it might have something to do with you, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I say, head to laundrysauce.com/TMOS.
Okay.
So I've just told you to use the promo code.
Right.
And use the promo code TMOS.
It's two separate things, Mike.
And I hate them being back to back, but that's me. That's the best offer you'll find, but you got to use our code TMOS again for 15% off your order. One last time, that's laundrysauce.com/TMOS. Promo code TMOS for 15% off. I hope that's clear.
I really do.
I hope that's clear and everybody gets it. I'm really, really looking forward to that. We need the sounder.
You want the news now? Okay. And Mike, this just in.
God, what a day. All right. Yes.
Scrap aluminum or old sheet aluminum can bring 45 cents a pound. Old radiators only bring 15 cents a pound. But if you've got clean, pure aluminum, man, you are set to make a mint.
All right. Well, I'll let you know. I think I want to take care of that, and I will keep you posted.
Thank you,
gentlemen. We start today with daylight savings time. This story, I don't necessarily agree with. It ended yesterday. If you're feeling it right now, you're not alone. Now, feeling it to me is, I felt good. I felt rested.
Sprung out of bed this morning. Felt great.
And yeah. I've been confused.
Because you're traveling through the time zone change.
Well, because Saturday night I stayed in Arizona.
Right.
Arizona doesn't celebrate or doesn't participate in daylight savings.
Celebrate.
Not celebrate. Awesome. Participate. They don't participate in daylight savings time.
So they don't participate.
Time didn't change.
All right.
And then I drove to Utah.
Daylight savings.
Right. Then I drove to Utah and my time didn't change because I crossed the time zone.
Oh, because of the observation of it. Regarding,
right.
Yeah, oh, that's you're dealing with your brain in a bad way. Your brain is
69% of Americans say changing the clocks messes with their mood, energy levels, and ability to focus. I think when you spring forward, it does, mm-hmm. but when you fall back, it kind of has at least if you're in the areas that fall back and you're not traveling like Josh, you probably who knows. The older you are, the more likely you are to agree. Agree with what?
Mike, I felt
better.
Mike, I'm undecided.
Jesus.
Right, 50, I'll decide next year.
57% of parents say shifting the clock has a significant impact on their children's sleep patterns. So your kid might be feeling a little off today. Nope.
No,
he
they
felt
feel good.
The same way we did on the when you fall back. This is just
now.
Let's
question
cause
for you,
where
Mike.
There's nothing. Yes.
It's
okay.
Just, maybe it's the same copy from spring.
Maybe. Absolutely. They just retread it.
I feel that within our lifetime, this will go away. I think it's already got sort of an anti-feeling about it, and it goes back to times that don't even relate anymore. If we were to get rid of it, would you want the time to be the way it is now or the way it was last week?
The way it is now.
Okay. So getting dark earlier.
Yeah. I
disagree. I like to have, I mean, in the morning, if you turn on a light, you're fine. But at nighttime, you want that extra daylight, walking dogs, stuff like that. I think I like it the other way.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but keep the rent stays the same as
okay,
before.
Good.
That's the way. That's just the way I want to do it.
Okay.
Ryan Reynolds is a funny guy. This cracks
yeah.
me. This whole sequence of events with Martha Stewart. This story is interesting. During an interview last week, Martha Stewart had this to say about Ryan. Apparently, they say they live in the same neighborhood. And she says, because she's an ass, which she really is. She said, you want to know something? He's not so funny in real life. No, he's not so funny. She's Martha.
And she's
always been deluded.
Martha has a documentary on Netflix that dropped recently.
Yeah, of course. That's why you're getting this story. And I almost dove in. but then I didn't.
No, Ryan, too many good things to watch.
This is funny. Ryan knows better than to step up to Martha. Here's the response to the tweet about Martha's comments. He said, quote, "I disagree with her, but I tried that once. The woman is unexpectedly spry. She really closed the gap after a mile or so." Like, he had to run away from her. Okay. How do you counter somebody saying you're not funny? By being funny.
That's funny.
Hugh Jackman didn't mind getting involved. He replied, quote, "Finally, someone says it. That's funny, too."
That's also funny. He's a funny guy.
That's funny, too. And Martha is not funny. She's not a funny person.
But she's very, very rich.
Very wealthy and a marketing genius, but a cold fish. I mean, a real cold fish. I might watch the documentary because I don't like her. I've heard rumors. Does she not like the documentary? Is she upset about it?
I think she participated in it.
Yeah, okay.
She might have produced it.
Yeah, that's typical behavior, Mike. All ex-cons are unpredictable.
You never know what they're going to do. I'm no historian, yet I can confidently say this is a first in American presidential politics. During a rally in Milwaukee on Friday night, Donald Trump was having microphone problems. I'm surprised this doesn't happen more to candidates when they're crisscrossing the nation.
Yeah.
First, he suggested he should knock the hell out of people backstage. Then things got worse. He actually pretended to give his microphone a handy, and then he simulated oral on the microphone. 78 years old. 78 years young he is.
I think he's just tired. Did you see, and they were merciless on Saturday Night Live about this, and it was great. When he tried to get back into the trash truck and he grabbed and missed the handle.
It was funny. It was funny.
If you look at both of them,
and I'm talking both candidates right now, they are crisp. And for a 78-year-old dude, that's a, you know, I mean, I don't care that he doesn't drink. He is, I mean, it's crispy, and she looked tired as well. And I think the one unifying factor in these United States of America is that we will be glad when this thing is over.
Yes.
We will be glad when this thing is over. But who knows? Pundits, and I'll be glad.
I don't know if he's looking forward to the end of the, because he loves elections.
I love elections. I la la lu la lu lu
la lu
la lu 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 ladies election liver and onions la 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 la.
Hey, Mr. President.
Hello, Rob.
La lu
la lu la lu. My microphone.
Even if you didn't like his Joker sequel, director Todd Phillips is the hero that we need right now because he is standing up against commercials in movie theaters. I have to agree 1,000%. He says, quote, "Stop showing commercials before the movies. We've paid for our tickets." Amen. We're excited to be there. The commercials tend to take the air out of the room. Could not agree with anything more. It's ridiculous. Shouldn't be part of it.
I disagree. Put
what?
A commercial as long as it's before the previews and, you know, don't drop your trash and don't talk. All those PSAs, they have to stay adjacent to the movie. But if they're going to run a stupid Pepsi commercial, I don't care. They run it way early.
No,
so, you
go
know,
somehow, more movies than I do.
Somehow
yes,
this guy's getting paid for that Pepsi commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think so.
Speaking of filmmakers saying what needs to be said, Quentin Tarantino is sick and tired of remakes. He says, quote, "It's one after another of this remake and that remake. People ask, have you seen Dune? Have you seen Ripley? Have you seen Shogun? I'm like, no, no, no. There's 6 or 7 Ripley books. If you do one again, why are you doing the same one that they've done twice already? I saw David Lynch's Dune a couple of times. I don't need to see that story again. I saw Shogun in the 80s. I watched all 13. Then his head explodes.
Of course.
Explodes. Anyway, so Quentin says, enough with it. I agree with both. Take the commercials out of movies, movie theaters, and stop with the sequels and the remakes. How about something original, an original idea?
I would like to make a brand new movie that's never been made, and I don't know the plot, but the name of it is La Lu.
La Lu.
I saw Anna Kendrick's movie that was Woman of the Hour, and I thought it was. I thought you didn't like it.
It was horrible.
I couldn't. I almost couldn't watch it.
No, I know you guys hated it. I decided I'd check it out. About the serial killer?
Yeah.
I loved it.
Did you?
I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
The lead character was so tangential to the intrigue that it just didn't connect to me.
Yeah.
Really?
There was no ending.
Yeah.
It was a bad ending, but in a way, it was a true story. And I thought that the character of the young girl who finally busted the guy due to her absolute calmness under pressure, it worked for me. And I thought the villain was terrifying. I thought he was absolutely terrifying. So I guess we have to agree to disagree. La la loo.
And Anna Kendrick always looks like she smelled milk that's almost gone bad.
Oh, stop it. You don't like Anna Kendrick. Come on. You don't either?
No, I'm fine with her. I thought the game show was a small part of the real story that they stretched into trying to make a big thing.
That we will agree on.
Yeah,
I agree too much because it's obviously they paid the money and they had the set. They spent too much time doing that. They really did.
That gives it a pop culture fun sort of deal that's not a mass murderer movie. I really do think it was just ill-advised from the front.
Well, okay, and I will agree with one other thing that you said because I know you guys didn't like the game show. The guy that played Jim Lang was absolutely horrible.
And he wasn't even named Jim Lang. That was that's Job from Arrested Development, and I think he was also on Veep.
Terrible,
but yeah,
absolutely
horrible.
Terrible. Yeah, didn't do a good job. We lost a
Tony Hale.
Quincy Jones died last night at his home in Bel Air, surrounded by his family. What an icon! He was 91. Quincy had spent more than 7 decades in the music industry, and over the course of his amazing career, he'd earned 28 Grammys, 2 honorary Oscars, and an Emmy for Roots. He also produced 1985's charity hit We Are the World. That was a very big thing in its day. That was written with Lionel Richie and Michael Jackson. Quincy wrote, orchestrated, and produced a lot of well-known instrumentals that became theme songs to shows like Sanford and Son. Rob played a clip from that before. And Ironside, and his song, one of my all-time favorites. Which one is that? Is that
Ironside.
Ironside, that's it. Along with his song Soul Bossa Nova, which is one of the best big band songs I have ever heard. And this is my favorite.
It's a song
kind of
with a sense of humor. It's hard
Absolutely.
To explain it. I love
and
it.
And then when Austin Powers came out, he put it on the map again and did an amazing production number that was spectacular to that. He also produced Thriller, The Wiz, the movie The Color Purple, and a little TV show. You might remember the French Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Quincy was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2013. And we could go on and
could go on,
and on for Quincy Jones.
Can I play two more tapes,
legend.
Quick guys, for you?
You sure can, absolutely.
Well, actually, let's start with this. Do you know how far his career goes? He produced this for Leslie Gore.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's 91.
Yeah, goes way, way back. Of course, I know Mike and I are very partial to the album Sinatra at the Sands.
Yes.
And he was Frank's conductor in 1966 at a legendary run at the Sands. Here he is talking about working with Frank Sinatra.
Ladies and gentlemen,
well, this is Frank introducing
him. Help me reward a very talented young man who is one of the bright stars in the composing business and orchestrating business today, Mr. Quincy Jones.
And now here's Q.
Frank Sinatra used to tell us every night when we worked in Vegas with him in Bay City, Q, live every day like it's the last, and one day you'll be right.
And then also after when he was putting We Are the World into motion, this is from that great documentary about We Are the World that's on Netflix. If you haven't seen it, you must watch it.
It really is.
Michael Jackson didn't want to sing on the track, but Quincy convinced him.
First, Michael didn't want to sing or be on the video. He thought it was overexposure at first. I talked Michael into being on the date, you know. That would have been one of the biggest mistakes in his career if he hadn't showed up.
We are the world.
But he was there, man.
We are the children.
He was more than there.
We are the ones who make a brighter day. So let's start giving. How'd it sound?
Great, man.
Isn't that great?
How'd it sound, Quincy?
How'd it sound? How'd it sound? But also, you know, he would have been one of the all-time greats if he had just produced Thriller. But he also did Off the Wall, and Bad, and a million others. And just,
as an aficionado of big band music, and I love it. I love it. I watched a ton of it. I discovered somebody that's been around, a British trumpet player, and his name is Morrison, and I forgot what his first name is. It's not Jim Morrison. It's not Keith Morrison, but it's... I'm not sure what his name is. I wish I got it. But he's great, and I love big band music and the arrangements. Like Tommy Newsom with The Tonight Show and the people that can arrange orchestras to play great songs. It's phenomenal, and Quincy Jones was a
I think this is the 40th anniversary. It's a number. It's a big number for Frank's last big studio album, which was L.A. Is My Lady, which is not a bad album, but there is a wonderful documentary, and I think it might be on YouTube if you can seek it out, where you see Quincy working with the band, and this is not tracks. This is a full band at Capitol Records playing along to Frank Sinatra singing. It's something you just never see anymore.
Very cool. Very
cool. It's a wonderful thing to look at, but rest in peace. What a lineage of music.
Absolutely amazing, Quincy Jones. Hey, have the people finally today, have the people of Ireland not heard that you can't believe everything you read on social? Thousands, I'm talking thousands of people turned out in Dublin for a Halloween parade on Thursday that didn't exist. A website called My Spirit Halloween claimed to be a big, big Halloween site, and that a huge parade would be going through the city center of Dublin on Halloween night. News spread on social media, but it turned out there was no parade. The website was based in Pakistan, and the whole thing was a hoax.
There's no parade.
Someone posted a video. This. What's that, Josh?
I love this.
Someone posted a video from their apartment of people lining the street, waiting for it to start. It was supposed to get going at 7 o'clock p.m. It took about an hour for people to accept that it wasn't happening. But that didn't prevent the thousands of attendees to drop into nearby pubs and have a pint or two. Because who needs your feckin' costumes when there's Guinness to be consumed, my friends? And then Donald Trump came in and went, "Lalo Lilu."
Well, he can sing.
I love Dublin. I love Dublin.
Mr. Trump could sing Turalu Ralu Ral.
Turalu Ralu Ral. We will take a break, and when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, it's all about taking your shoes off at work on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa,
whoa, whoa. Oh, boy.
Whoa, whoa, oh, boy. Oh, boy, everybody. Hey, what kind of night is it? A single, double, triple, or a quad? I'm not talking about alcohol, people. I'm talking about Souls out of office, microdosed THC gummies. Did you know that you can buy hemp-derived THC products legally anywhere in the U.S.? Did you know that? Did they teach you that here?
Brad.
You can do it through our partner, Soul. Soul's new out-of-office gummies are perfectly microdosed with hemp-derived THC and CBD to give any day that chillin' on the beach vibe. I had some last night. I can't believe I didn't know you could buy these products, THC products, online like this. Out-of-office gummies give you that warm, fuzzy, euphoric microdose feeling without sending you to the moon, Alice. You can go for a jog, watch your favorite TV show, or head out to a party, whatever you want. They taste amazing, and their effect is wondrous. Sometimes getting high can cause its own stress, but microdoses of THC keep me feeling good without the anxious thoughts. And Josh enjoyed the Grand Canyon more with his gummies than he ever would have if he was just doing it without the gummies.
So true.
It was perfect for the flight.
Soul can help with sleeplessness, anxiety, focus, and pain. And Soul's products are grown right here in the USA. Organically farmed and gluten-free this holiday season. Give the gift of Soul. Head to GetSoul.com and use promo code TMOS for 30% off your order. That's 30% off your order using code TMOS. One last time, that's GetSoul.com and code TMOS for 30% off. And we thank you. Rob Spiewak, you mentioned something before the show today, taking shoes off at work.
Yeah.
I don't know how that came into being, but it interests me. It fascinates me.
It was
me.
A thing on the Reddit. You probably don't look at Reddit that much, but
I really don't. I don't.
There was a Reddit thread that talked about, is it okay to take your shoes off at work? And, you know, for all of us, it makes no difference. We all work from home.
Right.
But I have never been, I don't know that I could do barefoot at work. And it says here that there's a debate. It says that it's never okay to be barefoot, but the debate is people that take off their shoes and walk around in socks. So I can see that as a little more acceptable.
No.
But you say no?
No, no. I see people do it under their desks, but I don't want to see you walking around in your socks, like at the water cooler.
Well, some people say the socks are actually
Josh,
cleaner.
By the way, Josh looks like he's like, I'm one of those keep your identity private.
I got to close that window.
Yeah. There you go.
Josh looks like he just killed someone from the dating game.
This has been an interesting show. This means Thursday, you know, when we get to Vegas, everything's going to go clockwork. No, it won't. But anyhow.
But they say that, you know, that my socks, I launder my socks every day and they're clean, not my shoe soles. So is it actually cleaner? Because, you know, have you ever been to a house that's a no-shoe house?
Yes, my sister. My sister has slip your shoes off. And I always make sure to, you know, wear my shoes without socks for like a month before I go to her place. And then
but
like,
still
sure.
No appreciable odor, Mike.
I'll slip these. Now, in Florida, unlike a lot of other parts of the country, we're sockless people around here. We go, you know, with the hey dudes. You know, I think hey dudes became a thing because of the state of Florida, and we wear them constantly. That's not so much in the rest of the country where you have the cooler temperatures, everybody.
Mike, now here is perhaps the most learned comment from the thread. It says, I don't give a shit what people do or don't wear on their feet. The issue is whether or not their feet smell rancid.
That's it.
That's it.
My son, when he hops into the car at the end of his school day, occasionally throw off his Air Jordans. I say, put them back on. Put them back on. That is the first thing he does is lose the shoes when he gets into my car. But God love him. I love him. So
Does he have your blessing of no appreciable
Rob,
odor?
Unfortunately, he has a math ability, which I did not pass on to him. He has a science ability, also not passed on by me. But his dogs are his own, and his mother's dogs don't smell anything like that. He is standalone stinky feet in the O'Mara household.
Maybe it comes
100%.
From Cousin Teddy. I'm trying to think where it must come from.
I have no idea. I don't think I've ever smelled his feet. But you
must phone him.
Don't kick your dogs off in the office, okay?
What about just under your desk? What if you just have them off under your desk and if you go to the water
cooler? If there is a non-odor factor, first of all, the worst place is on a plane. If you're sitting across from somebody on a
not
plane
acceptable.
And the first thing they... Well, it's not acceptable, but don't they offer like slippers on certain...
first class. Know,
transatlantic stuff, transcontinental flights. So, no, I say keep your shoes on.
Well, on a flight, keep your shoes on. And if you must take them off, please, no scratching between the toes.
Between the toes. There you
horrible.
Go, everybody.
All
right, we got to take a break because I want to come back and dive into this cable issue. It's important to me. It really, really is. And I want you
That's
to understand.
That's how much it meant to me.
Well, I thought it's a pretty heavy-duty thing, and we've got kind of an engineer with us.
Yeah.
And kind of two engineers with us, and we all dabble at it. And, I don't have to justify it. I'm not justifying it to anybody, ladies and gentlemen. Right. I don't know why I'm getting all paranoid about that. Hey, listen up, maniacs. Dermglow Skin has the help you need, and it's delivered right to your front door. Dermglow Skin is now offering microdosing semaglutide or tirzepatide. So what does that mean? No BMI requirement. This is a game changer. If you don't qualify for weight management because your BMI is too low, you can still qualify for microdosing. Find microdosing under the longevity tab at dermglowskin.com. Also, don't forget to remember that Dermglow Skin also has PT-141. I love that movie with Cliff Robertson.
Great
to improve
movie.
Your sexual health and satisfaction. B12 for energy, NAD+ for the fountain of youth, and Somorolin and Synapsin for that brain fog.
Mike, what? I spoke to the CEO of Dermglow this morning.
Yes.
She took my call. Do you know they offer Afterpay now?
Afterpay is very, very cool. Have
and it's not a credit thing.
Home.
Yeah, it's not a credit thing. Afterpay is just an installment plan.
Right.
Softens the blow a little bit, makes it easier to pay to make yourself the best you can be. So do check it out.
Start improving yourself. It's the first step to being a better you.
You.
Age well with peptides, and remember, Carla's always here for any questions you may have. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I no longer have a foggy brain and no problems down there. Shut up, Rob. Shut up.
Sometimes I have to read it, even though I really don't want to read it.
Mike,
really,
you know what that is? Humble brag.
Humble brag. No problems down there. All right, let me get to it.
Down there.
I have more than enough fun down there.
That's disgusting.
Oh, don't go away. What did you do to me?
Come what did you on. Do, Mike? Come on.
I did something wrong. I did.
Did you delete
wrong.
Something?
No, I hope not. Come on. I just,
you know, Josh,
this.
This is
I was
a good
so
moment
ready to go
to remind how many days it is until Las Vegas. Did you know it's coming right up?
Yeah.
Or you
not? Days?
You don't have to answer if you don't want. But
no. How many days?
We have 5 days.
5 days.
5 days.
Play the thing.
5 ways over 5 days.
Calendar now shows just 5 days.
Just 5 days to go.
We're just 5 days out.
Just 5 days to go.
Only 5 days left.
Five days. There's only 5 more days.
All right.
No one
okay, we got it. Take five. I get it. Okay.
It's funny.
Okay. It's not funny.
It is funny.
It's just, it's just there. Take five. That's
the
it.
Mike O'Mara.
Okay, dude.
Oh, it's not are over
you
yet. Waiting?
You better get busy.
In fabulous Las Vegas,
5 days.
Nevada.
Vegas week. From the pages of the Atlantic magazine.
Yes.
This is how the article starts. Can we talk about cables in our lives?
Yeah, please.
I'll start. I have a circa 2020 iPhone, which features a lightning port for charging. My monitor, laptop, and e-reader all have ports for USB-C, the connector that looks like a pill. My car has USB-A, which is the older rectangular design that is somehow always upside down. My fancy webcam uses something called micro HDMI, which is not the same as mini HDMI or standard HDMI. And to get it to work with my computer, I have to plug its cable into a pair of daisy-chained adapters. I have two sets of wireless earbuds, and they, too, take different cables.
Yes.
If I upgraded to the newest iPhone, which uses USB-C, I'd be somewhat better off, but what about my family and all of their devices with different ports? Let them eat cable. It's a funny article, but it's true, and apparently the chaos was supposed to stop. We were supposed to be a USB-C world, right?
Right.
But that's not necessarily happening, is it?
We're getting there.
Okay, what? Explain.
And how,
please,
in what
please
way?
Explain.
My guess is it's probably a licensing thing. That cheaper products don't want to pay for the USB-C license. That would be my guess. But I don't know. I have transitioned that almost all of my stuff is USB-C, except for this microphone.
You might be interested to know that the European Union even passed a law to make that port the charging standard by the end of this year, and that would be USB-C. The
right.
world would be a better place. Well, we don't live in Europe, so there's that. I don't know where it's going to happen. Apple just put USB-C connectors in its wireless mice and keyboards, which previously used Lightning. Incredibly, though, and I got one right here, folks. There's incredibly, you still have to charge it dead cockroach style.
The worst design in the world.
Absolute. Ridiculous that this came out of the Apple Corporation.
I have, really. Mike, I have a second mouse I keep for emergencies in case my mouse dies.
Yes.
And look how simple this is. They put the charging port on the front of it.
That's it.
So you can plug it in and use it.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
you can't use it on, it drives me ape-ess. How about that? It's crazy.
Go ahead, Josh.
Well, I was going to say, part of this is, in order for everything to be USB-C, it means you got to replace all your products. So we won't really transition until every product in the line is replaced.
Mm. All right. I'm trying to read down through this
unless
article
you buy
right
the adapters.
Here.
You could buy adapters.
Adapters?
Adapters, sure.
Adapters.
Adapters.
So here's an example. The Thunderbolt standard commonly used by Apple and now on its fifth iteration looks just like a USB-C, but to use its full capacities, you need to connect it to a Thunderbolt-compatible port.
But that's nothing that most people have to deal with.
Okay. But that's identical in appearance to any other that would fit a USB-C connector. Meanwhile, today's Thunderbolt cable will probably charge your Android phone, but an older one might not effectively power your current laptop. It just goes on and on, doesn't it?
It was really one of, when I upgraded my phone, I had to go from the old Lightning to the new USB-C. Mm-hmm. And one of the most tangible expenses to replacing my phone was buying the chargers and the wires for it. Because, you know, you get it and you finance your phone through your plan and whatever, and it's right. $80 a month or whatever. I don't know. But then you need a charger for your car. You need a charger at your desk. You need a charger in your bedroom. And every time you're spending like $35.
It says
you need a charger for the road. That's another $100.
For charging most devices, including laptops, Thunderbolt 3 will provide virtually identical speeds to USB-C. However, Thunderbolt 4 requires PC charging on at least one. It just goes on and on. So,
I don't need speed. I just need it to work.
Will they legislate this? That is the question, where we have a standard.
I think we're moving along the right path no matter what. Everything about Thunderbolt, you can just ignore. That's an Apple exclusive thing where it's a higher gauge and lets it charge a little faster and transmit data faster. But if you use a standard USB cable, it still all works fine.
I think go ahead, Josh.
I was going to say, I have one charger that will charge my laptop, my phone, my iPad. That way it's all simple because everything's USB-C now.
Let me give you the last part of this article.
Right.
Hope persists that someday, eventually, this hell can be escaped, and that given sufficient standardization, regulatory intervention, and consumer demand, a winner will emerge in the battle of the plugs. But the dream of having a universal cable is always and forever doomed, because cables, like humankind itself, are subject to the curse of time, the most brutal standard of them all. At any given moment, people use devices they bought last week alongside they've owned for years. They use the old plugs in rental cars or airport gate lounge seats. They buy new gadgets with even better capabilities that demand new and different, if similar looking, cables. Even if Apple puts a USB-C port in every new device, and so does every other manufacturer, that doesn't mean that they will do everything you will expect cables to do in the future. Inevitably, you will find yourself needing new ones. So there's that, and yeah. I agree. And by the way, Ian Bogost. Hey, Bogo, you got one free. One author, and you get the other one free. So that's that. So there we are with
Mike,
cables.
I think that Congress should actually appoint a lady to be like the czar of these cables, and we would call her the USB-C.
That's a very, very filthy joke.
Is it, though?
I would like to see Josh react to it, but unfortunately, he is. We are masking his identity for the purpose of him being in Utah, ladies and gentlemen.
Children of the night.
Beautiful music they make. Thank you. Ho, ho,
ho,
ho,
ho.
Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. The busy holiday season is here, and Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list, all in one spot. Gifts that spark joy, wonder, delight, and just a bit of magic. Magic. Mm-hmm. They scour the globe for remarkable things. Somehow, they know exactly the perfect gift for every single person you know. And remember, when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Any of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Make some... Turn it down! I don't know if you can hear that. They can't hear me. I just yell at them.
All I hear is great deals to be had at Uncommon Goods.
Make some merry this holiday season with Uncommon Goods, ladies and gentlemen. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods. They give back it literally sounds like there is a guy with a weed whacker standing
outside. Let me kill
the
music. Hold on. Mike, this is...
Oh, that's great.
This is like... what is it? ASMR.
Yeah, it sounds...
Mike is banging on the window at a guy with a weed whacker. I guarantee you he's wearing headphone protection.
He can't hear me.
Does he have headphones on, like the protection
Listen
kind?
To this.
I like it.
Oh, it's loud.
This is, you know, Mike, you have a lot of time...
This has been a time capsule show today.
This I think
really,
the content
really
is
has.
Strong.
The content but, is strong. Is,
how much grass is outside that window?
He's it's there, a shrub. Wow. He's doing a shrub. It's taking 6 hours to do a shrub.
Mike,
they're complained the engine that drives Florida. They really, really do.
You have complained about background noise at your home for years and years. And
I know I have.
Invariably, we can't hear it. I just want you to know that today, okay. We can hear it.
Okay, good, good. I'm glad that it wasn't just me, like I had my brain fog. Take it away, no. Rob Spiewak.
Oh, you're done with Uncommon Goods? That's excellent. Oh,
hey, sorry, I like that. Yeah. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
They've donated more than $3 million to date. I'm talking about Uncommon Goods. They're going to love this commercial. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/TMOS. That's uncommongoods.com/TMOS for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Yes. Yes,
I don't think I've ever
hey,
been this
Hey, I like
best.
That. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
I'm sorry I interrupted you with the element, Mike. What's
just,
up?
I'm just, you know, they're, now they're gone.
Yeah. Not all the
talking.
Way gone.
Yeah, go away. Okay, you can still hear him?
Right. A little bit.
Lay it on us.
But now you've trained me to listen for it. AI, I'm back and forth on AI. And this is actually a pretty neat use of it. And it's endorsed by the artist. Brenda Lee recorded the song Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree 4,000 years ago. But it never went to number one. For some reason, in the past couple years at Christmas time, it did go to number one. So there's a resurgence in its popularity. They approached Brenda Lee if they could sample her voice and do a new version. So this year, look for the big Christmas. Look out, Jose Feliciano. Here's Brenda Lee singing AI in Spanish.
A little loud. I kind of like it.
I do too. Little Miss Dynamite was her nickname, Mike. But the thing is that that's the original backup singers, the original track, but they've just sampled her voice, and it
that's
I
cool.
can't tell that it's fake. I
that
love
is
it.
Very,
I think
very
really
cool.
Nice.
And that, yeah, and if that has good. Never been released in the Latin American community, that'll be spectacular. I can't wait.
And I love that she's still alive to approve it, because that might feel a little weird if she was in the grave.
She said, gracias.
Mike? Guinness record of the day, and this is one that is great for spooky season. It's the longest trip taken in a floating pumpkin. Let's take a look.
Is that a pumpkin?
Pumpkin boat.
This
it's
is
a
really a Guinness
sitting
record?
In a pumpkin, yes.
This is a very special pumpkin. Grew it to try to be a boat. I'm going to paddle until I can't paddle anymore.
Everyone hates you.
Hey, China, here we are.
Time,
take,
the time
take,
is now.
Take, it's ours to give. Take, we're giving you our country. There we are. That's what we care about, a floating pumpkin. Here, China, come on over. Come on over, it's yours. Thank
now,
you.
Mike, congratulations on a great victory for our Washington Commanders yesterday. I'm sorry that it was at the expense of your Giants.
I really, the Giants fans are in a state of funk that I've never seen them in, and that includes when I was rooting for them with my dad back in the 70s, and man, they sucked during the 70s too. So this is sad. This is
well,
really
it
sad.
Is,
but great for the Commanders who have turned their franchise around.
It's a very exciting time to be a football fan in Washington, D.C., including this excitable sports anchor. I don't even know his name, but Channel 5 sent him up to the game in New York, or New Jersey, I guess it is. And here's his piece. Mike, I think you're going to love his presentation. Josh, can we roll that?
And Commanders just knocked off the Giants 27-22, and the Commanders fans!
Wait till he does his voiced-over piece.
Take a look how it all went down at MetLife Stadium. The Giants called upon legend Lawrence Taylor for support, but I'm not sure that Prime LT could have rung JD5's bell. Pick it up in the first, and after a Commander sack and fumble recovery, it's a Jaden.
Okay.
But we can lose it.
Yeah, we can lose it.
I like the fact that we now have
and
a very excitable.
The, it's not just the con. You know what compounds the fact that my Giants suck is that video sucked. It really, I mean, it's just the best of everything. It's the absolute best of everything. The Giants couldn't suck more.
I think Josh. We could have went with just the audio there.
Yeah.
Because it's the guy's voice that sells it.
And now the Giants, by the way, when you get to Munich, for the European game this weekend. Just stay there, Giants.
Oh, just leave them in Germany?
Absolutely. Have them play all their games in Germany. That's the
way
New York
is. Mike, this is going to cheer you up because it is now officially time. And it's now
officially
time.
By the way, there is no shit. There is a 1 foot patch between this fucking house and the other house. And these assholes have been standing there for 10 hours. Now he's idling. Here at idling? Nah.
Maybe they're fans.
Could be fans. They're on their way to Vegas.
I love everybody that works down here so very, very hard. So I should not let the fact that it's affecting my work put me into such a funk.
Mike, and this
sorry.
Will
you have
definitely
that's a video or
yes, Mike.
Like
this
that?
Will definitely relieve your tension and make all you right. happy, because it's a celebration. It's a celebration of people who love the Los Angeles Dodgers. God bless that storied franchise.
Yes.
They are so beloved yes. that after they took the World Series, Mike, some of their fans who love the team, they felt the need to celebrate, but not in their homes, but out in the street, and not just by drinking or cheering, but by setting off fireworks. And if you're going to set off celebratory fireworks, try not to blow your finger off.
Oh, man. Oh,
wait.
Oh, man.
Oh.
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 He's bleeding.
Oh, his hand blew.
I know it did. Oh, my goodness, bro.
Oh,
my goodness. Oh,
no.
Did he blow his finger off?
Yes, and he might lose two more, but one is gone.
Oh, my God. Roll it one more time, please.
No one's calling 911. They're all videotaping and taking pictures.
Oh, my
And I like that one
God.
Of them said...
Wait, hold on a second.
Yeah.
This is a... If you want to know... We talk about it all the time. People talk about it. They never show it. This is why you have to be aware of these things. Look at this. This happens thousands of times in the United States with mm-hmm. our love of the Bing Bang Boom.
Yeah.
Check it out. Check this out again. Oh, my God. Wow.
Lighting it in the street.
Oh! 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 Oh!
Oh, he's in shock. Okay, we don't need to see the blood. All right.
Now,
his hat!
I'm curious, Mike, does it make me a bad person to say that that is actually a PSA for people being stupid? I don't want to laugh at him.
No. What it is just an example of why you have to know what you're doing. And
yeah.
I think all that stuff should be left to the professionals. I really do.
I mean, I can't get past no one's helping them.
Yeah. Yeah. They're just videotaping. They're all going, oh, don't help. I mean, put a tourniquet on.
Mike, I must ask you one last question.
Yes.
Did that cheer you up?
Yes, it did. It distracted me completely. From my woes. It truly did. It truly
Ta-da!
Did. Didn't make me happy. It distracted me, though. It distracted me. And now
I didn't ask if it made you happy.
Oh, show's over.
And they're gone?
Yeah. And the right side of my home, with all the hurricane damage that I put a work order in a month ago, won't be touched. That's it. There we go. By the way, the damage I had was mostly shrubbery and landscaping around my property for Hurricane Milton. So they're bigger fish to fry, so you don't worry about it for the first couple of weeks.
But
after
you want
a month
it.
Or so, you want it to...
Mike, what you want is you want your neighbors to look at your house and say, hey, nice bush.
New company working here in the community. So I just want to say, salute. Salute, Juniper. Anyway, that's it. We have to break. And we will be back tomorrow with a
we'll
brand
do another
new
one tomorrow,
show
yes.
on Vegas Week, everybody. It actually was a very good show today. Thank you both very much. From Utah, maybe God knows where Josh is going to be tomorrow. For Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, everybody, this is Reba McEntire.
Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets.
Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.